one that I worked in the woods. That was one great thing, was to be able to find drinking water. Mm-hmm. Because lake water would get pretty brackish long late in the summer. And it would have pretty nice to find some real good drinking water.
Fresh, clean water anyway.
Right. And I know one spot down on Chain Lakes where we was working.
The Chain Lakes?
Chain Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
The old people that worked there years and years ago,
mm-hmm.
when they first lumbered in that country, I talked with some of the old people that did work there when they were young, and they all said that there was no such a thing as finding a boiling spring or any decent water in that area. That it was impossible to find decent water to drink. And said they always had to use lake water. And so my partner and I was working there in that area, and we were drinking lake water because we used to go, we just from home on weekends, we stayed right down there in a little shack during the week. And so I told him, I said, "By Gary, I'm going to see if I can find some water."
Mm-hmm.
And he laughed at me. And so I started out, got me a stick, and I started along the foot of this ridge, and my stick went down. And so I see that you're down about 5 feet, and it was rocky ground, awful rocky ground. It'd be impossible to dig it out. So I told my partner, I said, "This weekend when we go out," I said, "we've got to get some dynamite." So we went out and got some dynamite that next weekend, and went in and I cut a pole, and we drove that pole down among the rocks as far as we could, and I put in a stick of dynamite, and we blew it out, and of course it blew out quite a hole.
Mm-hmm.
So I sharpened out my stick again and drove it again, and that time I got down pretty well within a couple of feet, and so I put in two more sticks of dynamite and blew it again, and when we went back that time, the water was gushing right into it. And so we took a shovel and cleaned it out the best we could.
How far down was it?
Well, we were down about 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And we cleaned it out the best we could. And we made a box, took some lumber and made a box about this square.
How long?
About probably 2 feet square.
2 feet?
And set it right down in there. And then we put dirt in around it. And we had a beautiful spring there. And the water, we had about 3 feet of water in that box. And
so just, what was the box for? To keep the water clean?
Yeah, to keep the dirt out.
Mm-hmm.
And that cleared right up, and it was the nicest water, just as cold as ice. The nicest drinking water that you ever see. And that was in an area where the old people all claimed that there was no such a thing as running water. And that fall, we had five horses in there,
mm-hmm.
and it furnished all the water for our camp and for those five horses from that spring.
You think it's quite a bit of water there?
Yes, there was all kinds of water there. But it didn't come out as a spring, and you never would realize there was any vein there, just all dry,
mm-hmm.
rocky ground. And if it hadn't been for my diving, no one would ever believed that there was water there.